Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best. Where the paranormal is normal. Where that which you thought you knew, you didn't. And where the future can be known, if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I have to excuse my voice. Still got a little bronchitis or whatever it is. Anyway, we got Larry on the top of his frozen mountain. How you doing, Larry?
Oh, pretty cold up here. It's about 9 degrees this morning, way down in the south.
Yeah, I mean, it's just nasty everywhere. The weather is not good. Where do you want to start? We got a lot of stuff on Trump. We got stuff on Russia. We've got... What was this deal? Let's start here with Trump. What was this deal with the rumor of a surprise impeachment hearing possibly coming out on the heels of this official report that's coming out of one of the investigative arms, I guess, of one of the agencies there that they think is going to name names and be a bombshell? I know Augusto said something about it too, right?
Augusto was really sharing information about the week of like January the 15th through the 19th and that time frame to really be watchful. And of course, Fox, even this evening, there were reports coming in, not totally confirmed, that apparently there's some plans next week by Republicans and Democrats to impeach Trump, a surprise impeachment process. And so we're just going to have to watch. They've literally gone insane, the mainstream media today, about his remark about those countries that are in chaos, that are wanting to send so many people to America, and he wondered why. And, of course, you know, anything he says is always wrong.
Well, he now says he didn't word it quite the way they're saying he did. And then there were two senators that came out and said that they didn't hear it the way it's being characterized by the Democrats. And actually, it's the S-hole, if you want to call it that, is a real word. It's in the dictionary, and it's American slang. And one of the meanings of it is an undesirable place. And
interesting.
Yeah, because... actually, Trump is right. Anybody that's been down there, that's a very undesirable place.
Stuart, do they think nobody in New York ever said that word?
I read an article on Drudge. It was kind of funny. They went back and looked at some of the stuff that other presidents have said and some of the stuff that they said, Lyndon Johnson being one of them, and they all do it. You know, behind the scenes, they swear up a storm, most of them, particularly when they get in these heated debates. And Lyndon Johnson and Nixon and a whole bunch of them have used far worse words than Trump ever did. So this is all just it's to get more stuff on Trump to get rid of him. And I don't. Do you know what this report, where it's coming out of, at all? I'm not sure which agency's doing it.
I'm not positive. It seems like it's one of the Intel committee reports or something. But it should be out the 15th, is what they're saying. And of course, a lot of that. If you'll remember, a lot of the interviews were done in secret. So we really don't know. I mean, you know, it seems like everything in America now is a mystery. And it's only a mystery because they just can't be open with the American people and just tell the truth. They don't know how to do that anymore.
Well, it's not in them, like you have said, you know, convicts. truth isn't in you, so how can you tell the truth? You don't even know what the truth is. And a lot of these people are like that. They lie so much that they begin to believe whatever the lie is. They believe it's true. And I think that's exactly where we're at. But you know what's interesting about all this? We have enemies all over the place. Plots against to take us out, internal and external. And all media is concerned with that Trump used the word they don't happen to like. I mean, how far down the sewer hole has American journalistic abilities gone? It's not journalism anymore on any of the mainstream media, and unfortunately, a lot of times I have to include Fox News. There's no more real journalism, real investigative reporting. It's all propaganda, depending on which side you're on. And while we implode internally, the enemy is watching very carefully. And if you go into the Jeremiah prophecies against America, Babylon, I know a lot of people don't want to believe we are. By the way, if you don't believe America's Babylon, go to YouTube, type in Angel Fall 923, and watch a free two-hour video on America being Babylon and why it is. And all that video does is go through the parameters, which are descriptive phrases, as to who what this nation, this mystery nation Babylon the Great is. No other nation on the face of the earth fits the parameters, descriptive phrases, but America does, and it fits them all. So I know a lot of people from the comments on the YouTube thing, you know, they just got their head up and locked. No, it's Israel. Oh, it's Rome. And no, it isn't. It can't possibly be. You cannot dismiss what God has told us in his descriptive phraseology that this nation is. And that's what they do. They even haven't read it, or they're in denial, or they're being very intellectually dishonest. And I cannot repent of saying America's Babylon the Great, or that New York City is the great city Babylon, because it is. All you have to do is believe God, and they don't. The American Christian, I don't think, any longer really believes what God actually says. They make it up and they filter it through their own minds and their own, you know, when Jesus said, come to me as a little child, he meant exactly what he said. That means drop the biases, drop your preconceived notions, and read what it says and accept what it says. There really isn't a lot of interpretation involved in it. But anyway, enough of that lecture. Babylon's in trouble. America is in really deep, deep trouble. When Augusto was talking about this thing, that kind of coincided with the warning he got from the Lord, didn't it? And you had a word from the Lord. Yeah, go ahead.
I really won't tell anybody to believe me. I'm kind of like you on that. They can believe me if they want to, or they can pray about it, or they can just disregard everything I say. But I was, last day or two, I've been walking and praying. And, you know, sometimes I hear things, sometimes I don't. But, sometimes there's no answers. But I was walking and praying about America, and especially after Augusto said that, watch those dates, you know, this month. And as I was praying, I feel like the Lord spoke to me. He said, America is about to receive a wake-up call. And I thought, whoa, that don't sound, something that'll wake America up as a nation? Boy, that don't sound good at all. And then the other thing is something, you know, I believe that was added is almost like what you say. The American people wouldn't know judgment if it hit them in the face.
Yeah. I mean, we've already been under judgment, I think, for some time. And they just don't recognize it, as you just said, for what it really is. It stares them right in the face. A lot of them go through it, but they deny that it's a judgment from the Lord. And a judgment from the Lord, really, all he's trying to do is get the attention of the American people to get them to repent. That's what it really all about. That's what the tribulation's all about. The Lord is long-suffering, and so he says, I don't want any to be lost. I want all to come to repentance. So if that's a true statement, and he says it is, then when you look at these judgments, they're kind of like a, how do you say when your dad took you out in a woodshed and gave you a spanking? And it was really horrible in the end of the world at the time. But it, you know, I'm glad my dad did that to me, because otherwise I'd probably be sitting in a prison somewhere. You know, when you're young, you just, you know, you're impetuous. You just do whatever you feel like. And that's what dads are for. You know? So that's why, yeah. I don't know if you agree with that, but that's the way I take judgments. And judgment can really be severe. I mean, a lot of people can die, and they don't. People just can't imagine that the Lord does stuff like that, but he does, over and over. It's in the Old Testament. Read it. You know, it's right there. What do you think?
Well, I think you're exactly right, Stuart, and what's so interesting is we have so many people, even a lot that believe that Trump is Cyrus. I know that that's not a law, that's a remnant, basically, but there are some that believe it. However, they don't really believe it to the degree that it really is true, because if Isaiah 45 is correct and Trump is number 45, ironically,
yes,
and the Torah code seemed to back all of this up, then what we're seeing from the Democrats is judgment on America. What we're seeing from the Republicans is judgment for America, and absolutely what we're receiving from Trump is judgment for America, and the American people cannot wrap their minds around that.
Yeah, they just don't understand or don't want to understand. I think more of it is just flat-out denial. They cannot believe it, therefore it's not true. And that's what denial does. They drink denial tea, they take their bath in denial water, and they cannot wrap their minds around the possibilities. It's just too bad, because if you don't believe that America's Babylon, and you go in and read Isaiah 47, Jeremiah 50, 51, Revelation 17 and 18, there are two aspects to Babylon. I think a lot of people get confused. There's a spiritual aspect to Babylon that's totally different than the nation itself and the city itself. There's a spiritual aspect, which is basically called mystery, which controls the higher ups, the elite. And the Lord said, I got my hand extended out upon the nations of the world, and I have proposed an agenda, and I'm going to work it out whether anybody likes it or not. You cannot negotiate with the Lord. There is no such thing as negotiation. It's his way or the highway, and people don't like that, I guess. What do you think? I mean, that's the way I look at it.
Yeah, I think you're right. And Stuart, too, what was the last time in America you really heard a lot about the word repentance?
Oh, you don't hear it at all. In fact, in most theological books, they claim that repentance, modern theological anyway, from the fake preachers, teachers, and evangelists out there, repentance is a work, and therefore it has to be rejected, because we are saved by faith through grace, and not of works, lest anybody should boast. So repentance is something that has to be avoided, you know. And I don't know where they come up with all this trash, but they do. And unfortunately, America is going to be severely punished because of it. Judgment starts at the house of the Lord. And I think we're all being set up. I got an email comment from somebody who says, well, why would the evangelicals and whatnot be on the chopping block, basically, because of a war? Well, because Trump is going to be involved in this war unless he's gotten rid of before then. Who elected Trump? Who pushed him over the edge? It was the church. So who are they going to blame? They're not going to blame Trump. They're going to blame the Christians. That's why. And there's probably a lot more to it. Like you have said many times, there's a spirit that is irrational that's rising in the land. And it's against the Christians and the Christian faith and any concept of God the Father, Jesus Christ, or the Holy Ghost. Governments hate that simply because Bible prophecy exposes them for what they are and who they are. All people got to do is read Psalm 2, go into Deuteronomy chapter 28, go into Revelation chapter 18, you'll find out who God deliberately and willfully points a finger at. And guess who it is? Kings and rulers, rich men of the earth, the big corporations, they're all in this together. And they're doing what they want. This is why Trump is trying to expose it to a sleeping, comatose American. People that don't seem to care one way or the other anyway, I don't know. Did you read the Sort Your Fall article? And I you know, people think that she, yeah, this is interesting. Trump rejects London visit after assassination warning. And abruptly canceled his going over to London. Now, the cover story was he didn't want to go cut the ribbon for this new embassy or whatever it is. What do you think about that? I got the impression maybe there was more to this than not.
Well, I did too, and you know, I'm drawn back again. If you'll remember the original Bible Code books by the author Michael Drosden years ago.
Yes, yes.
That began a lot of that work. You remember they took a code to Netanyahu when he was first the prime minister, and he didn't listen. It was a threat against his life. And matter of fact, Rabin, you know, I believe it was Rabin was assassinated, but they warned him ahead of time too, but he didn't listen, and he was assassinated. But then they took it to Netanyahu, and you'll remember they finally went to Netanyahu's dad, who convinced him to change his itinerary and apparently saved his life. And, you know, if you'll remember, the Torah Code people, Richard Shaw and Glazerson, Herlick, Rips, and all of those, you know, came up with the Torah Code for the same type of an attempt against Trump originally during the election time. And if you'll remember, they got word through Kushner and Ivanka to Trump, and he changed his itinerary, remember? And then now here we are again. Apparently, Sartre Fowle is indicating that another plot had showed up to occur possibly in London on that trip that was planned, by the way. Matter of fact, you know, the Prime Minister of England had invited him over. And then suddenly this deal about the embassy came up where, you know, I believe it was Bush and Obama gave away the old embassy and built a brand new one, and they wanted Trump to come over to do the award or the opening of it. And suddenly, ironically, he decided that was a bad deal, so he wasn't going. But now we're getting this backroom data that possibly there was more to it than him just being moody. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they said that Putin is the one, and maybe even Netanyahu intelligence. So they called Trump. But it ties into the Office of Naval Intelligence. That was kind of interesting, too, on this Russian invasion, or not Russian invasion, but Russia was attacked, their military bases, by drones. And they are tying some of this into that.
Yeah, there's more information out today on that, too, the attacker, who the attackers are.
Yeah, go into that a little bit.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Coming from Debka File, it reports that, and we've reported last, you know, update that we had, you know, about the drone attacks on the Russian base at Tartarus. Anyway, Debka File is reporting that the drone attacks on the Russian Tartarus base came from Turkish-ruled area of Syrian rebels inside Syria. And if you'll remember, Turkey has a military inside Syria, too, around that area. But apparently they've tracked the drones back to that location, which indicates Turkey. And there's reports coming out late this evening, saying that Russia has now destroyed the rebel groups in the Turkish area of Syria that had launched those attacks on the Tartarus Russian base.
Wow. So there's little skirmishes going on. Talking about little skirmishes, Kimmy the Whiz Kid, the North Korean dictator, what's he up to now? I heard that there's some movement and they're maybe tunneling to do another nuke test. And what's this business of a possible missile launch with a high-altitude EMP? You know, I was thinking about that. I don't know what your comment would be on it, but it seems like this olive branch is as phony as a $2 bill, and there's something else going on behind it. But if he launched a missile and exploded it, it would create an EMP, particularly if he did it at relatively low altitude. He would take out all the power in South Korea. They don't have to worry about it in North Korea. Have you ever seen a map of North Korea and South Korea at night? I mean, North Korea is virtually dark, but South Korea is lit up like a Christmas tree. So he could knock out all their power and launch an attack. After all, he wants to unify and own the entire peninsula. So I'm just wondering, could this be part, possibly, of a big false flag event? He's up to something.
You just don't know, Stuart. You have to watch. It's ironic that Japan was warning South Korea and the U.S. that the negotiations between the South and the North of Korea were actually a trap. And who would know better than the Japanese who originally launched Pearl Harbor, during the negotiations? So they would have a reason to know. And at the same time, there are reports, there is intelligence that possibly Kim is planning a launch of a missile. And, you know, there's always in the background that concern about a atmospheric blast from a nuke. But at the same time, Dale and CNBC is reporting tonight that North Korea's Punggye-ri nuclear test site is now showing significant, tunneling and activity. And this is not an area that's been previously used for nuke testing, but their satellite images are picking up a lot of activity on possible missiles and also a digging area where they may actually, you know, use a nuke. So they're very concerned because this is in the middle of the negotiation period and just before the Olympic Games there in South Korea.
Why is Trump moving our B-1s and B-52s to Guam at this point?
Nobody seems to know that. Yes, nobody seems to know that, but that is occurring. He began with the B-1 nuclear-capable bombers, and now he's added the B-52s. So there's a lot of movement of military and, strategic assets at the moment into the Korean Peninsula region in Guam.
Could this have anything to do with, I know they postponed the military exercises they were going to have until after the Olympics. I wonder if this has anything to do with that as kind of a show of force. Again, I would say I just don't understand why they would use any kind of, normal military hardware against North Korea. Kim can wipe out Seoul in 30 minutes. Anytime he wants, he can just pull the trigger tonight if he wanted to. So the only way you're going to get him probably would be satellite or high-altitude laser, particle beam, or microwave types of weapons that we don't even know about. I remember Gusto talked about he was sitting in on a meeting of a Death Star or something like that. I'd have a longer show tonight, folks, but my voice is just not up to it. So maybe next week we can get into a little more of this kind of stuff. What else you got, Larry?
Well, ironically, there's also reports indicating, I'm not sure this is from Debka file, but it seemed, you know, they're pretty accurate. This says that Trump has now had a Middle East flip-flop that's not been reported in the U.S. yet. It says that U.S. bases are to stay in post-war Syria and be used in a blocking maneuver between Russian and Iranian consolidations and movements. So a lot is changing. You know, American news, all we hear is, I guess, the asshole scenario, which you said actually is a dictionary word, you know.
Yes.
And American slang. And, you know, that's covering all the news networks. I mean, they've gone insane. But the real troubles and real activity around the world, forget it. You got to almost go overseas to find the news about it.
Yeah. It's unfortunate that the American people are that naive or stupid or whatever it is they are. Maybe they just don't care anymore. Geomagnetic storm predicted for everyone. This is a 45% chance of a G1 geomagnetic storm on the 13th, which is tomorrow, I think. And then what's this deal with this blue comet, Pan-STARRS, has really ignited itself out there. Going to be quite a show,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they're staying really active. And what's ironic, too, Stuart, is they're still observing these strange electric blue clouds circling Antarctica. They have no explanation particularly of those. And, of course, we're getting streams from the sun, which is very anomalous. I mean, all of this stuff is all beginning to occur about the time of Augusto's, the week he wants people to be very watchful.
Yeah, we're headed for trouble, folks. If you haven't prepared, please do. It doesn't cost a lot of money if you do it right. And everybody that you love would be very appreciative if you, you know, had 3 months' supply of food on hand. And it doesn't cost that much money. People think it costs a fortune because of all these freeze-dried foods and all this fancy MREs and whatnot. No, you can do it quite cheaply. And I'm going to be putting out something on that. Because it's a racket. The preparedness racket is exactly that. It's a racket. Anything else, Larry? And you can tell people about water and frozen water, and be prepared. Now you've worked it all out. I mean, it's, you know, people can do it on the cheap. They don't need to spend a bloody fortune on it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And Stuart, there's a lot of foodstuffs you can still get. And I wanted to mention this real quick and get your opinion. They're closing a number across the country of the
Walmarts, Sam's Club.
Yeah, not the Wal, especially there are some Walmarts, but also the specialty stores involved with Walmarts where you could buy all the large quantities of stuff. A lot of these are shutting down. And Augusto was very interested. He said that Walmart had a deal with the Homeland Security, and he's wondering,
yes,
if they're shutting them down to turn them over to Homeland Security for an operation that's coming soon.
That would go along with a big false flag that he was talking about. And I just think they've got all this well planned. Whether Trump's aware of it, not aware of it, doesn't really matter. The hand of the Lord is upon him and upon this nation for judgment, and it's coming. Whether we like it, don't like it, is totally immaterial. And whether people can understand it or not understand it really is immaterial, because we're going to go through some pretty rough times. There's no question about it. And thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. I know you and your wife are not doing all that well, so we ask for prayers for Larry and Darnette. And anyway, I guess that's about it, and we'll try and get longer next week. We can get into some of this stuff in depth. Anyway, thanks a lot, everyone, for listening. Take care of yourselves, and we'll see you next week, the Lord willing.